Sony has announced that it's canceling the theatrical release of its comedy, The Interview. The movie was supposed to come out Christmas Day. It's been at the center of a sprawling real-life drama that includes hackers making terrorist threats, secret documents being leaked, and, of course, lots of tawdry Hollywood gossip. These are the latest developments stemming from last month's cyber attack on Sony Pictures. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco is following the story and joins us from NPR West in Culver City, just around the corner from Sony. And Mandalit, this is a major and probably costly decision for Sony. How did they get there?
Well, Adi, as you know, Christmas is a big movie-going day, and the story has been developing over the past week. And yesterday, a group claiming responsibility for the cyber attack threatened moviegoers and the movie theaters planning to screen The Interview with these words: "The world will be full of fear. Remember the 11th of September 2001. So in response, seven of the country's largest movie theater chains announced they would not be screening the movie. And the studio said it respects and understands the decisions by the theater chains. But at that point, Sony's options were really limited.
So what exactly did Sony say about their decision?
Well, Sony Pictures said it had been the victim of an unprecedented criminal assault against its employees, customers, and business. They said they were deeply saddened at what they said was a brazen effort to suppress the distribution of a movie, though they stand by the filmmakers and their right to free expression, and they said that they're extremely disappointed. You know, the movie is a bromance starring James Franco and Seth Rogen, who also directed it. They play two tabloid journalists who are asked to assassinate the leader of North Korea.
Hate us because they ain't us.
They don't hate us because they ain't us.
Hate us because they ain't us.
Stop saying that.
Shh. Haters gonna hate, and ainers gonna ain't.
That is not an actual thing people say.
This comedy has become a real-life drama. It allegedly inspired computer hackers who said they were retaliating on behalf of North Korea. That angle is certainly being investigated. And it's also worth noting that this is not the first time the company has been hacked. In 2011, the PlayStation Network was attacked and tens of millions of customers' accounts were compromised. It was a massive data security breach. Now, these hackers say they have over 100 terabytes of data and they plan to release more, what they're calling a Christmas gift.
Right, Mandalit. Also, Sony has other headaches now, too, right, as a result of this hacking. It's facing two class action suits from current and former employees.
That's right. The plaintiffs say Sony failed to protect confidential information from hackers. That includes their social security numbers and those of their families, possible confidential medical information, passport numbers, not to mention all those communications between executives, more of which is expected to come soon. One Sony employee told me the hackers apparently threatened their families, too. And of course, the FBI is all over this. And the next question, Adi, is whether Sony will decide to distribute this by video on demand so that people can just watch it at home.
That's NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reporting to us from NPR West. Mandalit, thanks so much.
Thank you.